Author and Brighton resident Linda Sue Park has had her share of national acclaim over the last couple of decades. She won the Newbery Medal in 2002 for her young adult novel, A Single Shard, and critical praise for a number of other books. Her nonfiction book, A Long Walk to Water, was a New York Times bestseller. And Park's latest is called Prairie Lotus. This is the story of Hannah, a girl who is half Chinese and struggling against racism and prejudice on the American frontier in the late 19th century. Linda Sue, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Why did you decide to use this particular time and place as a setting for Hannah's story?
Hannah and her father have moved to LaForge, South Dakota, which is a fictional town on the newly emerging railroad, and the year is 1880. And I chose the setting and the characters to explore a different version of the prairie and frontier story, which has mostly been passed down to us as a single story. You know, we have this vision of pioneers, you know, bravely making their way west and manifest destiny and all that. And a lot of people's stories get left out of that myth. And among them are people of color. You know, the brave frontiers people are always white. So I wanted to explore a little bit of a difference. And Hannah is half Asian American and half white. And she wants very badly to go to school, which the local townspeople do their best to prevent because she's not white. And then she wants to sew dresses in her father's dry goods store. And she faces battles doing that as well. So it's a story of a young girl coming of age in a setting that is familiar and beloved by many readers, but seen through a different lens.
I think a lot of us, I speak for myself, learned about the Western frontier through Laura Ingalls Wilder's books. And I know you were a fan growing up, too. Was there some unresolved part of that whole journey that you went on as a kid that made you want to revisit that space?
Absolutely. I loved those books when I was a child. I read them multiple times. But even as a child, there were parts that bewildered me and puzzled me.
How
and
so?
In hindsight, were even hurtful. The characters speak about people of color in incredibly derogatory ways. Ma hates Indians. She calls them savages. She says the only good Indian is a dead Indian. I mean, she says things like that. And what that meant to me, even though I'm not Native American, is that Ma would never have allowed Laura to be friends with me because I look like an Indian. I have black hair. I have tan skin. And I knew that in that book. I knew that if I were to move to that town and try to be friends with Laura, that she would never have allowed it. So I wrote a book in which an Asian girl moves to a town and makes friends with a girl like Laura so that I could rewrite the hurtful parts of that book and give readers a different version, a different story.
Are there enough literary characters out there so the kids of all races, ethnicities, gender identities, orientations can see themselves?
No, there aren't anywhere near enough, but we're working on it, and it's getting better. I mean, if you went looking, for example, for gender identity books 10 years ago, you're finding way more titles now, and the quality is fantastic. People of color, people of other marginalizations. It's definitely a change that I've seen in my lifetime. In 20 years in the children's book industry, I think lip service was paid before. Everybody knew this was the right thing to do, and there were just sort of crumbs being tossed out. And now it's an actual movement. It's an actual, I hope, wave of understanding that all kids deserve to see themselves in books. And there are many people, still not enough, but there are many people working towards that goal.
In your TED Talk, you said something that really stayed with me. You said the books we read as children, in particular, have such a powerful and lasting impact on us. So when people read Prairie Lotus, people of all ages, I guess, but especially kids, what are you hoping that they will remember about this and take with them?
Well, I love the quote, and I think it's by Anonymous, that famous person, you never again love a book the way you do when you're a child. I mean, people who are 90 remember the books they loved when they were children.
Yeah.
And for people who are authors of children's books, that's just this tremendous honor, and it's also a tremendous responsibility, right? I guess I hope that readers who read Prairie Lotus say to themselves, well, I thought I knew the frontier pioneer story, but this is different. And I wonder, are there more different stories like that? And that it will help them open their minds to always being aware. Whatever you see in popular culture, on the news, in a book, is there another version or another angle or another lens on that story that I could learn about? Because that will help that lead them towards a more complete truth.
Linda Sue Park, the new book is called Prairie Lotus, and it's out on March 3rd. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Likewise, thank you.